2.5. Good evening. I'm Peter Crane with the 6 o'clock news. At least 17 people have been injured in the road accident that took place on the M1 near Leeds last night. The police said that the lorry which caused the accident was travelling at about 85 miles an hour, well over the 60-mile-an-hour speed limit for heavy goods vehicles. 2,600 workers have walked out of the Peugeot car factory in Coventry in protest against the company's pay offer. The unions have asked for a rise of 8.5%. There'll be a meeting between their leaders and management later today. The latest unemployment figures have been released for this year. They show an increase of 150,263 on last year's figures. This brings the total number of unemployed to approximately 1,490,000. The Employment Minister says this increase has been caused by the relocation of several factories from Britain to the Far East. Estate agents are predicting that house prices will continue to rise this year, making it extremely difficult for first-time buyers to get onto the property ladder. It's estimated that house prices have increased by a third in the last 5 years. The average price of a three-bedroom house in southeast England is now £255,900. And the weather for the weekend?